Carm Manhas, candidate for city council, literally pointed his finger at the incumbent city councillors during an all-candidates forum Saturday at UNBC's Canfor Theatre. When Manhas was asked, "What are your priorities when it comes to funding local arts, sports, and social services such as the public library? And please be as specific as possible," he said he would forego the question and directed people to his answer on his website and then made his way from where he was seated in the second row of candidates to take center stage of the theater where he turned to the incumbents seated in the front row. "The homeless have not had a toilet for 4 years," Manhas said in a loud voice. "I'm here to make change. Garth Frizzell, you have been here for 20 years. How come there's no critical voices that speak up? There always needs to be another voice." Manhas backtracked a bit and mentioned some of the incumbents who have a good reputation within the homeless community, including Brian Skakken. "There are so many solutions," Manhas said. "I have so many solutions. I propose we gut the entire city council. You failed." There were some rousing shouts of agreement and some applause from the audience. "Every single downtown business that I have gone to think that you have failed," Manhas continued. "Why can't you provide a toilet? Why could you not have provided a toilet? Everything you are saying is such hypocrisy." In attendance at the forum were City Council incumbents Corey Ramsey, Kyle Sampson, Garth Frizzell, and Susan Scott, and candidates Tim Bennett, Richard Cook, Doug Jeffery, Trudy Clausen, Colleen Mahoney, Wesley Mitchell, Karen Muir, Ron Palillo, Noor Salim, Paul Sirup, James Steedle, Chris Stern, Cameron Stoles and John Zakofsky. Brian Skakken was not in attendance because Saturday was his son's wedding day. "How would you approach the city's relationship the Lidley Tena and other indigenous organizations? Be as specific as possible." Ron Palillo answered this question first. "I think this is where I can bring a lot of experience from my role as a school trustee at South Dakota 57, Palillo said. "There is an action plan in place within the school district for truth and reconciliation. I will be honest with you, there's not much of a plan for truth and reconciliation, but they do have a fairly good relationship with Lidley Tena," Palillo said. "I would enhance that relationship, but with that as well I would really work with my council colleagues and the residents of Prince George to put a strategic plan, an action plan for truth and reconciliation." Paul Sirup said his approach might differ from other people's on this issue. "I actually think we should emphasize our ethnic differences as little as possible," Sirup explained. "I think we should, as Martin Luther King said, judge people by their character, not by their ethnicity. I also disagree when people say we are on the unceded territory of the Lidley Tena because 2 square miles were sold to the Grand Trunk Railroad in 1912 where the city of Prince George is now. I think we should have excellent relations with everybody regardless of their skin color. I think I might be a little ahead of my time, but I think that's the way we should do it." James Steedle referred people to his website for more comprehensive answers than what he could provide in the 90 seconds allotted to him. "Yesterday I was at LaJack Residential School, for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and I hung out with some friends and listened to powerful stories and we realized we have to have meaningful reconciliation and meaningful relationships with our indigenous brothers and sisters," Steedle said. "I don't think making a new policy for the city is going to cut it. I think we've really got to re-establish a relationship, and one of the specific ideas I have is something that celebrates indigenous culture, technology and identity. I don't think we really have that in this town." He thought making the space that used to be Northern Hardware into a complex for woodworking shops, art studios, a space for language classes and to provide a space to purchase items created by indigenous people like rawhide snowshoes or dugout canoes, would be beneficial for all residents, he added. Doug Jeffery also answered the question and said it felt a little unusual as a white guy to be talking about relationships with indigenous people. "I think they should be the ones participating in the forum more directly," Jeffery said. "Going to a potlatch as a city councillor would be a good step." He went on to say the situation downtown is tragic for everyone, the business people and the indigenous population. Incumbent Garth Frizzell also answered the question by talking about Chief Darlene Logan speaking before council during their last meeting at City Hall. Logan credited Mayor Lynn Hall with doing more to build a relationship with the Lidley Tena than anyone else before him. "It's not just about renaming a park, and it's not just about creating a partnership on a hydrogen facility. It's going to be an ongoing piece and it's going to be a long road," Frizzell said. He said he'd like to make it a priority. We have a lot of work to do in a lot of different areas and we need to keep that ball rolling. The All Candidates Forum was in partnership between the Faculty of Indigenous Studies, Social Sciences and Humanities at UNBC, CKPG, the Prince George Public Library and the Prince George Citizen. For more on the forum, the Prince George Public Library will be posting a video this coming week on its election page.